First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh.
Hi guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And Tara.
Today we have a pre-intermediate lesson for you. This one is about work and working overtime.
Right. So sometimes you've got a lot of work to do at your job.
Yeah.
And you have your set hours.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not finished your work,
you have to stay. Yeah, you gotta finish your work sometimes. Or if there's a holiday and your boss asks you to work.
Right.
Yeah. It's that extra time when, you know, after 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. or when you're company usually stops, you stay and you keep working.
Right. And if you're a salary person, mm-hmm. meaning you get paid the same all the time, sadly, you don't usually get, or you may not get overtime pay.
Right.
Unless it's a lot of overtime.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And basically, overtime just means time over your normal hours.
Right. Yeah. So we have a dialogue between Tony and Sandra, and they're talking about overtime. So why don't we dive into the dialogue?
Perfect.
Hey, Sandra. Do you want to grab a drink tomorrow night?
Oh, sorry, Tony. I have to put in some overtime tomorrow.
Really? Didn't you work overtime a couple of days ago?
I did, but we're really swamped.
Wow. Is this a normal requirement for your job?
Just at crunch time. Everyone has to put in extra hours.
What are you working on?
I have to put together the quarterly budget.
Yikes. That's a huge responsibility.
I'm pretty used to it now.
Do you at least get compensation for overtime?
Yeah, overtime is time and a half and a day off in lieu.
Wow. Sweet. Then it's totally worth it.
It really is. Once I'm finished, we'll catch up.
So we just heard a dialogue between Tony and Sandra, and Tony is looking for something to do tomorrow night. So he asks her, do you want to grab a drink?
Right. So grab a drink. This is such a common expression.
It's a fantastically common expression.
Do you want to grab some dinner? Do you want to grab a drink?
Yeah.
It just means, do you want to go get? It doesn't mean take out necessarily.
Right, right.
But it just means, do you want to come with me?
Yeah, do you want to grab? It's casual, it's polite, it's fun, right? We usually use it for food.
Let's grab a coffee.
Yeah. But you wouldn't say let's grab a movie unless you're renting a movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which I don't think people do.
Not anymore. When I was young. Yeah.
We had stores way back when.
If you want to go see a movie in a theater, you might say you want to catch a movie.
But same kind of idea. Just a very informal. Not very, you're not planning weeks ahead.
Right.
It's just like, hey, do you want to do this tomorrow?
Let's go. Yeah. Yeah. But Sandra has a problem.
Yes, she does. Yeah. She has to put in overtime tomorrow.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so we have two great words here.
Mm-hmm.
Put in.
Right. So when you're talking about overtime, so working your over your normal hours, you always use the verb put in.
Right, put in. I have to put in hours.
Right.
Yeah, it means like add hours, give more time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you always, you know, you can put in extra effort.
Yes, yeah, put in effort, yeah.
Meaning you do more.
Yeah, you
try
you're
harder.
Giving. Yeah, yeah.
You can put in extra time. Mm-hmm. You can put in extra money.
Yeah, yeah.
It just means to add.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure. And so she has to put in more overtime.
Yes.
So this is the whole topic of the lesson. And as we talked about before, extra hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More time than you normally work.
Yes.
Yeah. And you can see the word over in overtime, and it means more than.
Mm-hmm.
So we use this word a lot for like doing too much, like you can overdo something or you can overthink something. So if you see overtime, it means too much time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or more time.
More time. Yeah, exactly.
So Tony's kind of surprised by this. Because just a couple of days ago, she already did some overtime.
Right. Yeah, she did. But she's not done.
No.
Yeah, because she says, I'm really swamped. Or we're really swamped.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're swamped,
yeah.
and it's usually related to work.
Yeah.
it just means there's many, many, many things that you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like, I feel like I'm covered in work.
Yes.
It's everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. And it's usually difficult work. It's mm-hmm. not just quick things.
Yeah, it's something that's difficult to solve or deal with mm-hmm. or handle. Yeah.
And like, there's a lot.
There's so much, yeah. Like you could say, our company is so busy, we're swamped with phone calls. Everybody's
right.
calling us all the time.
Right. Or if you have a lot of complaints, that is,
right.
or,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know, if something, there's a product that's maybe not very good.
Right. Yeah.
People will swamp that yeah, company with yeah. complaints.
Oh, we're swamped. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it just basically means there's a lot of something, too much of something.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
it's a great expression. You don't want to say this to your boss.
Right, no.
because that will make
complain.
Them mad.
Yeah.
But you can say it to your friends or mm-hmm. your husband or your yeah. wife and say, oh, we're swamped at work. Or
yeah.
I'm swamped. Mm-hmm. I can't even take my lunch break.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So yeah, Tony's wondering, wow, you're swamped again? Is this a normal requirement for your job?
Right. To require. So something yeah. that needs to be done.
Yeah, you have to do it. Is this something that you have to do at your job?
Right.
Yeah.
So some jobs, mm-hmm. when you start, mm-hmm. they say you may have to work overtime.
Yeah, it's something that you may have to do.
Right. So it is a requirement.
Yes.
You must do this sometimes. Not every night.
Yeah.
Because then you need to ask for more money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's something you must do.
Yeah, you must do. And you usually end up doing all of this overtime during crunch time.
Right. Mm-hmm. So now we've talked about in past lessons something called a deadline.
Yeah, a deadline.
So that's mm-hmm. a cutoff point
yeah.
where something has to get done.
Yes, a deadline, something you have to finish your work before that time. Mm-hmm. And usually people don't do their work in advance, right? yeah.
Or maybe because they're swamped,
yeah.
you can't finish it all.
Right.
So the time leading up to that deadline
yeah.
is called crunch time.
Yeah, it's time to really do the work hard before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, it's usually, I would say people do most of the, you know, maybe 60% of their work or 70% of their work in crunch time.
In crunch time.
Yeah.
My brain thinks better when I'm it's crunch time.
Yeah, some people, especially students in university,
mm-hmm.
they do most of their studying and their work in crunch time, just
yeah.
before the deadline.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So Tony is now wondering, what's
yeah.
she working on?
Yeah, he's getting curious now. So yeah, he asks, what are you working on? And working on, this is a great expression. It just means, well, it basically means, what kind of project are you doing?
Doing, yeah.
Yeah. But it's sort of like, what are you trying to improve? You're trying to make something better, like...
Or finish something.
Or finish something, yeah,
yeah.
for sure. I
so,
always think of...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Like, I need to work on my English.
Okay.
yeah, well.
So, and I'm sure Adam needs to, or he wants to work on his songs, or he's
yes.
working on a few songs,
yes.
or I'm working on a painting.
Yeah.
So it just means things that you're doing.
Yeah. By the way, my English is fine. Yeah. I hope.
yeah. Yeah. You don't need to work on your English anymore. So what is she working on?
Yeah. Well, currently she says she's putting together, or she has to put together, the quarterly budget.
So put together is mm-hmm. is a great expression. Often, like the budget,
yeah.
so the money and
yeah.
how you're spending the money,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
you have to do this with a business.
Mm-hmm.
But many people work on this together.
Yes, yes, for sure.
So putting together,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing?
Yeah, put together. So this is kind of like a puzzle. Okay,
mm-hmm.
when you make a puzzle, you take many pieces and you put them together. Well, we use this the same way. It's kind of like planning
yeah.
or preparing something that has many pieces,
mm-hmm.
yeah, many parts.
Well, technically, when you're cooking, mm-hmm. you are putting together a
yeah.
meal.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's many pieces.
Yeah, you can put together a trip,
mm-hmm.
like a vacation. You can put together a team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're planning, you're taking from many places and making it all together.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And the budget here is not the yearly or
no.
annual budget. It is the quarterly budget.
Yeah, so quarter is 1/4. It's about 25%. So quarterly means four times in 1 year.
Right. Mm-hmm. So every season,
yeah.
You have to put a budget together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And sometimes they are, you know, for the money you spent, to what your costs mm-hmm. are, what you're going to spend in the next quarter.
Yeah.
And then you review them after the quarter.
Yeah.
But you have to do this 4 times a year.
Yeah, you got to plan the money 4 times a year for mm-hmm. the company. Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Right.
Lots of work. In fact, it's a huge responsibility.
It is. Yeah. So if you're responsible, you have to do something. The task mm-hmm. is for you to do, and yeah. it's all for you.
Yeah, it's your job. It's your duty.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes people say, well, I have too many responsibilities at work. That means I've got too many jobs, too many tasks.
Right, where right. you're in charge.
Yes, yeah.
So, you know, if your responsibility is you're the manager, you're the boss,
yeah.
And then you give other jobs, smaller jobs to mm-hmm. your staff, right. and they have their responsibilities.
Right. And do children have much responsibility?
It depends on the parents.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I had tons of responsibility when okay. I was a kid. Oh. I would have to cook and clean and all that stuff.
Oh, lucky you. Lucky you.
No.
That makes you a responsible person.
Not really, no.
Well, now she has lots of responsibilities, but she says she's pretty used to it.
Right. So to be used to something mm-hmm. means it's normal for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Vancouver has a lot of tourists, a lot of people from other countries.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really used to tourists from all over the world.
Right.
Vancouver. Yeah.
Hearing different languages yeah. and, you know, maybe different customs and yeah. things like that.
Yeah, for sure. So when you get a new job, you need to get used to the stress of the job.
Right. Or the responsibilities, the things you have to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's another thing that Tony asks is, do you at least get compensation?
Right. So there's compensation is usually money, extra money.
Yeah.
To kind of pay you for the overtime.
Right, yeah.
And it can also be not only money, but in this case, we'll see in a second, there's mm-hmm. other options as well.
Yeah, to compensate them, to give them something for their work.
Yes.
I worked, so compensate me. Give
yes,
me money.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So what they're doing is they're giving time and a half.
Right, so her hourly wage, let's say $30
yeah.
plus $15, so right. half, so that full hour plus mm-hmm. half the hour.
Yeah.
So $45 an hour is pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah. So if you like math, time and a half means 1.5 times 1.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's getting a day off, a vacation day in lieu.
Yeah. So this is a great expression. It means instead
yes.
of something else. So in lieu of vacation, they're giving me more money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony here totally agrees. He says that's totally worth it.
Yeah. Something that's worth it means even though I need to give some effort or give some money, it's good.
It has a good value in this case,
right.
too.
Yeah, value, yeah.
It's worth it to put extra time into mm-hmm. something. Mm-hmm. It's worth it to study really hard.
Yeah. Should I go see the movie? Is it worth it or is it a waste of money?
You bet. It's a good movie. It's worth it.
And she says it really is. Once I'm finished, we'll catch up.
Right. So Tony's invited her to go for a drink.
Yeah.
And maybe they haven't talked for a
yeah,
while.
Yeah.
So she says, when I'm done
yeah.
with this work,
mm-hmm.
then we'll go, we'll have a conversation, mm-hmm. we'll see what's going on, that kind of thing. We'll chat.
Yeah, yeah. So if you haven't talked to your friend for a while, you can catch up.
Right.
So let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
Perfect.
Hey, Sandra, do you want to grab a drink tomorrow night?
Oh, sorry, Tony. I have to put in some overtime tomorrow.
Really? Didn't you work overtime a couple of days ago?
I did, but we're really swamped.
Wow. Is this a normal requirement for your job?
Just at crunch time. Everyone has to put in extra hours.
What are you working on?
I have to put together the quarterly budget.
Yikes. That's a huge responsibility.
I'm pretty used to it now.
Do you at least get compensation for overtime?
Yeah, overtime is time and a half and a day off in lieu.
Wow, sweet. Then it's totally worth it.
It really is. Once I'm finished, we'll catch up.
Okay, so we just heard the dialogue one more time. And wow, there's a lot of great vocabulary here. Great for people who are working and want some overtime, or maybe you don't want some overtime.
Exactly. And let us know, is it a requirement in your job to be available for overtime?
Yeah. And do you get compensation? Do you get time and a half?
Or maybe double time?
Or double time, yeah.
Or do you get a day in lieu?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All those things. So let us know in the comments.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care. Your spirit, you dove, oh, ooh. Your spirit up above, oh, ooh. I was choking.